Shalom and good morning. I want to invite us into a very important topic. We have been looking at how Jesus developed the attitude of greatness in the lives of his disciples at the height of opposition and hostility. We already discovered in the previous session that he talked about how do you develop the attitude of greatness in as far as managing possession is concerned, the treasure. How do you manage treasure? That way of managing treasure so that you don't become greedy and you don't fall into worry is that you can be able to just seek first the kingdom of God, is just involve God, bring God into the equation, bring others into the equation with the treasure that God has given you, because we discovered that what you have is not necessarily yours. God gives you on behalf of others. That's what it means to be an agent of change. An agent is somebody was chosen by the company to represent that company. So we don't represent ourselves on behalf of treasure. Number two, he also talked about how they can develop greatness when it comes to manage the time. And that is about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Between now and when Jesus comes, we need to serve him. But we also need to wait upon him. Waiting on him is an attitude of greatness. Anybody who does not know how to wait on Jesus, to watch and pray, to watch at every hour, there is what we call the watches of the night. We are awake and we are looking up, knowing that he might come anytime. That is greatness. In as far as Jesus is concerned. Number three, he also taught them how to become great in as far as managing other servants is concerned. And he had talked about that you are given to manage the house of the king. And the house of the king, there are other servants who are there. And you are given appointment to give them food, to share food, not your food. King's food. That's about the word. And some people, as Jesus was giving this story, he said, would forget that the king is coming and start to indulge in the worldly life and forget the agenda. But the Lord says, you come in a time when he's least expected and is going to cut you into pieces and throw you. So we need to just be aware that the mission God has given us is to take care of his people. And that's what we did yesterday. Today, we want to look at how we can manage the resources that God has given us. And these are the spiritual resources. This is how we can manage what we call the mysteries of God. God has got what we call mysteries. And we will talk about two of them here. One of the mystery is the mystery of sharing or setting the world on fire. Jesus talked about something like this. Verse 49, I have come to set the world on fire, and I wish it were already burning. But I have a terrible baptism of suffering ahead of me, and I'm under a heavy burden until it is accomplished. So Jesus set it this, that he came from heaven and he came to set the world on fire. What is to set the world on fire? Setting the world on fire means he will come and burn some things here on earth And that is to ban sin. Remember, Jesus, when he came from heaven, he was separated from heaven. He came from glory. He was divided from glory. But why was he divided? Why did he, though he was God, why did he decided to leave the glory and come? That was division. He was divided from his Father. He came to heaven. He came from heaven to earth. And he came to set this world on fire. But in setting the world on fire, those that were already guardians here, that is the sinful people, those that were holding the systems of the world, those that were, you know, were controlled by Satan, and those that were controlled by self would always oppose him. That opposition will take him through a terrible suffering. So he knew that he'll go through a suffering. And suffering is that they will beat him. They will torture him. They'll cut him into pieces, finally. And when I mean cutting him to pieces, it's on the cross, where they cut his body. They cut his body. And while he was there, he cried and said, my Father, why have you forsaken me? I want you to see what sin did to Jesus Christ. It is a mystery. Because you say, why did he allow himself to do that? He did that so that he could be able to set this world on fire. But then in setting the world on fire, he gave some very strange statements like this. Do you think I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I've come to divide people against each other. Now, I want you to take that statement and understand that statement like this. Do you think I have come to bring the peace of earth on earth? Because the peace of earth is found on things. There's what we call the peace that the world gives. Do you think Jesus came to bring that peace that the world brings? No. He came to divide the people. Do you think Jesus came to give you peace without the kingdom, without being in the kingdom? No. Jesus is saying, when you are not in the kingdom, you cannot have peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know we normally say, peace be with you. The peace can only come to people who are already in the government of peace. If people don't choose to come to the government of God, that's the kingdom of God, the one that have peace, you cannot experience peace. So when you say, I did not come to bring peace on earth, he meant, I did not come to bring peace to those who will not turn to the kingdom. Because you must turn from sin and come to righteousness. You must repent. And we'll be dealing with that one as we go on. So he started by saying that for you to get peace, you must have come to the kingdom of God. Otherwise, if, for example, here, he said to divide people against each other. Why would he divide people against each other? This is how. If one person turn and repent and come to the kingdom of God, what will happen is there will be a division. People will hate each other as a result of one person turning. I was asking myself the other day, I wanted to see a family that lived very well. And immediately, somebody became a believer. When one becomes a believer, he is separated by other people. He is hated by the neighbors. He is hated by the father. That's why he say, from now on, families will be split apart. three in favor of me and two against. I want you to see he's saying three in favor of me. Jesus is dividing them because those who come to Jesus Christ, others will be against Jesus who have divided the three, and the three and the two will be divided against each other because Jesus has brought the peace to this one and to the three, the peace of heaven. But those who have not received the peace of heaven start fighting those other one. Then he said, even those that are, father will be divided against the son, and son against the father, mother against the daughter, and daughter against the mother, mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. So I want you to see that the gospel divides. How does it divide? When Jeremiah was sent by God, he was told, he was given a mission like this: go and break, go and uproot, go and destroy, go and divide. Then after that, you can now be able to build. You cannot be able to build in the kingdom unless you have been able to divide, you'll be able to destroy. Unless the Lord has removed you from the negative culture. I'm not talking about removing you from culture. Culture is not bad, but there are some elements. When Jesus removes you from that, the other people will be divided with you and will come against you. So Jesus said he came to do that. And that is what he meant, to set the world on fire. Well, the world is on fire, and because of the world is on fire, the world is against Jesus and is persecuting Jesus Christ. Then he's talked about, then Jesus turned to the crowd and said, when you see the crowd beginning to form in the west, you say, here comes a shower, and you are right. When the south wind blows, you say, today it will be a scorcher, and you are right. You fools, you know how to interpret the weather signs of the earth and the sky, but you don't know how to interpret the present time. Why can't you decide for yourself what is right? When you see the way, when you are on the way to the court with your accuser, try to settle the matter before you get there. Otherwise, your accuser may drag you before the judge, who will hand you over to the officer, to an officer, who will throw you into prison. And if that happens, you won't be able to be free until you have been able to pay to the very last penny. Now, Jesus is now talking about deciding on this other mystery of interpreting the present times. He accused them that they are able to interpret the present times. When it is, they know when it's going to rain, they know when it's going to be hot. It is like meteorological. They can be able to interpret what will happen to the sky, to the day. They can also even be able to interpret everything that happens here on earth. Jesus said, you are a fool if you do not interpret the present times, if you do not know what is taking place. People who have interpreted the present times, they have given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have come to the kingdom. They have reigned to become kingdom people. But Jesus said, those who have not been able to interpret the present times, Jesus calls them fool. A fool is a person who does not have the whole information and yet makes a decision. You do not see all the stages of life and you make a decision. And he gave an example of the people who are going to court. If an accuser takes you to court, he gave a progression that there's a person who is accusing you, and he takes you to the judge.
And you are with this person, then he takes you to the judge. Number two, the judge hands you over to the officer. The officer puts you in prison, and from prison you'll not be there, you'll not get out there until you pay it in full. Now, this is a progression of five things. Now, if you're not able to see the five of them, and you have already started or not started, you're a fool. So a fool is a person who cannot be able to see the progression of all what to happen to him. You cannot be able to interpret that if you don't agree with your accuser, this is what is going to happen. He'll take you to the judge. The judge will take you to the officer. The officer will put you. Now, if you cannot be able to see all those progression, Jesus calls you a fool. So a fool is somebody who cannot be able to see these parts and yet want to make a major decision. So may the Lord give us the grace to interpret the sign of times. May the God give us the wisdom to interpret how to put the world on fire by separating people who do not come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Give us the grace to understand this in Jesus' name.